from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hate to do this when we're having so much fun today. I got to give you the stock market report. Stock Market Report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Not a good day on Wall Street. Dow Jones down 626 points, a percent and a half. S&P 500 down over 2%, 119 points. And the NASDAQ down over 3%, down 577 points. So, ugly start to a shortened week on Wall Street. I sent you guys a tweet. I love Stephen A. Smith. I think he is so good at what he does, and he is a economic driver unto himself at ESPN. But I sent you guys a tweet. He tweeted it out. It just says, on the move, and it's him walking to a helicopter. He's obviously traveling via chopper. But the walk that he takes to this helicopter from the car is like a parody.
It is.
He does that all the time. Slowest moving gait. It is reeking of self-importance. Just walk to the chopper, man.
Get to the chopper, Steven.
Get to the chopper.
I swear to goodness, I've been around Stephen A couple times. Now, last time was at the Fan Fest.
Mm-hmm.
As he walks, he points and like winks with the little shoot finger wink, just back and forth as he walks. And you can look, nobody's acknowledged him over there. There it is. My man.
Muscle memory.
Nobody's saying hi to him. Nobody's, there you go. Hey, yep. I'll holler at you later, big dog. Yeah, he's a weird dude.
That walk to the helicopter is, I mean, I'm all for like, hey, make it a show, but there's no one there. Like he's on the roof, you know, wherever the chopper lands. And he is just walking with this self-important gait. It is funny, man.
I know y'all make fun of me with the what's up, big dog? What's up, big dog?
He's the king of it.
He's my man. It's his. My man. And I get him, my man. I don't think he knows my name. I get him, my man.
Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald, he tweeted out the Dolphins announcing assignments for the first month. Now, we know Sunday's game on CBS is Kevin Harlan and Trent Green, which is great news because Kevin Harlan is very lucky on Dolphins broadcast. Week two is the Thursday night game on Amazon. So that's Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. They hate each other. Pretty obvious.
It's a little testy in that room.
Week three, Seattle. That's on CBS. That's Kevin Harlan again. Great news. And then week four, that's Monday night, right? The Tennessee game is Monday night, but there's two Monday night games that night. So the good crew of Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, they're assigned to Seattle and Detroit. Miami, Tennessee gets Fowler, Orlovsky, and Riddick.
Oh, No, I'm not the guy to say this. I like Dan. I'm not a big fan of old Lewis.
Well, we've said it before. Lewis Riddick just makes you feel like he's doing you a favor by broadcasting the game, but you're not doing us a favor. Like, you're like, that's your job. Like, you're not. You're like, just, when you give us analysis, like, you're not doing me a favor. Like, that's your job.
See, this second receiver in, that's called the slot. Yeah, man, we all know that, man. Just say, I think he talks down to you. I don't like it.
Does talk down to you a little bit.
I don't like it. I do like, I like Dan Orlovsky a lot.
Orlovsky is great. He is great.
But this is Lewis. See, the guy, he's going to get the ball, the quarterback. That's who delivers the ball. Hey, Lewis.
We know.
Just Lewis. Come on, man.
We have a huge radio station event coming up on September 25th. The entire 560 QAM air staff is going to be at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. And that's presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey and a good cigar, maybe a Swisher Sweet, sports talk. And it's free to attend, but what you have to do is RSVP at WQAM.com. So if you want to join us on September 25th, the entire air staff's going to be out there smoking some cigars. We're going to do the show live 2 till 6 that day from Smoke on the Water. And everybody gets there. We'll smoke some cigars. I told you before, if you want to talk sports, talk to Crowder, talk to Joe Rose, talk to Leroy.
Oh, Leroy.
If you want to talk like Grahams, Mount Rushmore of Grahams, find me.
If you think you can talk, I up you a Leroy.
Oh, Leroy, like you will leave early.
Exhausted.
But this is September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston. You have to RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you the free invite in and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly, please. But come on out, talk some sports, have some fun with the entire 560 air staff. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter, why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Dolphins just announced a roster move, nothing serious, but I'll give it to you since they just tweeted about it. They signed linebacker Derek McClendon to the practice squad.
All right.
Dolphins did release their first week one depth chart, or their week one depth chart. They had their weekly release today. No surprises. I think the only one, and I know we went over it, was that Jonnu Smith was listed as a fullback for the Dolphins.
That is your training camp report, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future.
I'm going to talk to y'all like Lewis Riddick now. The Jonnu Smith thing, it's not that hard. There's personnel groups like 12 personnels, one back, two tight ends. The backs come first, tight ends come second. Other five guys are, you know, minus that in their receivers. So one back, two tight ends, there's two receivers. Simple as that. Jonnu Smith, now the other teams, they have to see if he's a tight end or a running back. So it's some cute – them putting him as a fullback, Solana, it's some cute stuff that McDaniel's doing where – they line Jonnu Smith up in the backfield. Now he's a running back, but then he just motions out to slot receiver. Like, it's some cute stuff. After you said it and I thought about it, I was like, this is cute out of Mike McDaniel.
Dolphins, Jaguars, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Canes are ranked 12th in the latest AP poll that came out about 2 hours ago, right as our show started. So they go up from 19, I believe, right? They were 19 before the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
To number 12 after the victory. Florida State drops from number 10 to now unranked after falling to 0-2 last night. I saw Mike Norvell. He apologized to all the fans and everybody associated with the program after a disappointing loss.
They're suing to get out of the conference.
It's what we said. Nobody knew how good Miami was going to be, and we saw it. Nobody knew how terrible Florida State was going to be, and we saw it. Like, Notre Dame's good. Georgia's good. Like, yeah, the teams that are going to be good, but there's going to be, yeah, three or four teams on both sides that just aren't what they said they were going to rank.
Hey, do you have a problem with Billy Napier? I know a lot of people were commenting on this.
Yes. I don't even need to. Yes, I have a problem with Napier. Yes.
He ripped some Florida Gator fans, specifically those from a basement in rural central Florida. Did you have a problem with that comment? Like him kind of taking shots at part of the fan base?
Yes. You're getting your ass whooped by 30 and you want us to be excited? Like, it's ridiculous. Go and win. Go and compete. Win the East. Go to the SEC championship. Do something and we're going to love you to death. Get your ass whooped by 30 opening day and we're going to turn our backs on you. It's what John said. We're not a nasty fan base. We're a cocky fan base. It's hard to be cocky when you're getting your ass whooped.
No one wants a state rival to come into your stadium and do what the Canes did to them. And so everyone's just going to lash out at everybody.
Mm-hmm. I said it. 21-20, late field goal out of the Canes. I'm not mad at Napier. You played with a very good team. They put their backups in, and you still can't score with your starter after I told your goofy ass to put DJ Lagway in the game, but we're going to leave Graham Mertz. That's the guy we're depending on. Fan base of billions of dollars and sponsors and boosters and Bull Gators, and Graham Mertz is what you throw us. No, Billy, leave them people alone. Let them be in their basement upset, because I'm upset and I'm in my office. Can't even talk. Graham Mertz.
Yeah, I think there's room in Conference USA if Florida's interested.
Listen, is there room in can we play Miami Northwestern? I want some wins.
You do very well.
Can we play St. Thomas, Jimmy? Y'all need somebody?
We could all use some teams in the Sun Conference.
Goodness, the Sun Conference. My Billy Napier taking shots. He can't even open a water bottle.
And then what about we kind of poked fun at the Gators yesterday. I'm sure you saw the videos, Crowder, after the game. UM players walking through the tunnel, and there was an associate director of recruiting or assistant director of recruiting for the Florida Gators who was catching a ton of shrapnel on social media because you could see UM fans kind of having their fun with the Florida Gators recruits who were positioned right behind the end zone but next to the visitors' tunnel to go to the locker room. So UM fans are walking through, or UM players are walking through there, and there was one lady who like kind of was directing traffic, told them to shut up, whatever. But whose decision is it to put the recruits next to the visiting tunnel? Because, hey, if you do get your ass beat by an in-state rival, they're probably going to have a little something to say to the recruits who are all from their area.
Yeah. And if you – well, they're actually – I think they're all the way across the end zone. But you should – I'm with you. Maybe stack them up in the student section where everybody loves you. I'm with – it's – I saw that too. When it rains, it pours, and we just need to – we need to regroup. Hey, Gators, let's regroup and let's figure this whole thing out.
You have a chance Saturday. You have a chance to regroup on Saturday.
Right. Does Samford have a receiver? Because we can't cover nan one of them.
I'm assuming there's no line on that game, right? There's got to be no line on Canes FAMU.
I checked today. There's no line. I'm trying to build like a 15-team parlay. I'm trying to break the system. 15-team parlay, all massive favorites to win. But yeah, UF Samford, there's no line yet. And FSU, no line yet either.
You know what they're getting me on this new, this Hard Rock Bet app, this new thing? popular parlays trending, and they tell
you that it's so easy. Just one click, I got a three-way parlay working. I do love that.
Yeah. Oh, $20 to win 90. I love it. Yeah, 18 teams and four pitchers have to hit shutouts and stuff. It's crazy.
FIU, by the way, they're a 6-point dog at home to Central Michigan on Saturday.
Yeah, Central Michigan, good program that they're building up there. First game at Pitbull Stadium, though, for the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, are you going?
Jimmy, he's talking to you.
You're not going to go to the first game at Pitbull Stadium?
I can't. I can't this weekend, unfortunately.
Why?
There's a lot going on, man. You got Dolphins season starting.
No.
I have a meeting. Me and Jimmy have that thing that we're doing.
All right. Yeah.
On Saturday. Oh, yeah, that thing.
Saturday. Saturday at dusk, Jimmy, you have that standing meeting.
Yeah.
Playing Central Michigan?
Yeah, the Chippewas building a really good football program up there in Central Michigan.
You know the most famous Chippewa ever? Antonio Brown.
That's all?
Yep. Central Michigan.
AB's a Chippewa?
Yeah, I don't think that was his first option. I think he just fell there with different things that happened, but yeah.
Alabama is hosting USF.
Yep.
You want to guess what the line is on that game? USF beat Bethune-Cookman on Saturday.
Bama minus 18.
Juana?
Bama 28.5.
31.
Yeah.
Oh, you 31. Just said that you said USF got a win.
They did. They did.
I watched the FAMU game. Just crazy. You know, you turn the TV on and something's on. Listen, Cam Ward's going to play about three series.
If he plays more than that, something's either gone drastically wrong or Mario is just in I don't give a bleep mode.
Listen, yeah. FAMU, yeah, Rattlers. I don't know that rah. I don't know what noise they make, but yeah, it's bad.
I would guess that'd be a rattle.
A rattle, yeah.
That's what I said. I said rah, rah, rah.
No, you didn't say that. No. You said rawr.
Right.
There you go. Oh,
it's not bad. All right, gentlemen. Hey, Joey Chestnut, by the way, yesterday we reacted to it on the air. But for those of you who missed it, he ate 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes yesterday. He shattered his previous world record. He beat...
He shattered today.
Oh, Dave, every time you do it, I think of Dave, that movie. He goes to the bathroom. Guy says, show off.
He must have like a
on Netflix. On Netflix, if you missed it,
he must have like a really, really expensive toilet or something like that, right?
He tweeted out a picture today by his toilet, a very ordinary looking toilet. Although I guess he's in Vegas, so.
You need like a Gucci toilet if you.
Well, I don't know, like a Gucci toilet, but just one that's like custom made for him. You know, they took the measurements of him and custom made him a toilet.
That's his tweet today.
Oh, that's just a regular toilet.
Yeah. That's unimpressive.
You know what
it says
cool?
on it? Hot dogs, tasty going in, less so coming out.
You know what's great is because my grandparents, they have those little seat heighteners with the handles on the side.
Mm.
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
You have that too,
I've
right?
I've always maintained. What's that?
You have that too, right?
I will soon.
You have the seat heightener?
Yeah.
I've always maintained. I've got the squatty potty. Love the squatty potty.
You put your feet up in your chest?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the way the cavemen did it.
You should get stirrups.
Listen, they sold them. But I've always maintained that's the one thing that's never really been updated, the toilet.
Well, they have the seat warmers now and all.
But it's the same, same, pretty much same design.
Yeah.
It's very utilitarian wherever you go. It's not really made for comfort. And I like to spend a lot of time there. I want more of a, you know, more like a recliner almost. Why can't it be more of a recliner?
But that's the opposite of squatty potty, because now you're laying back and now everything is, it's not really.
Well, I mean the comfort of a recliner.
Oh, okay.
While still, it's just, it's porcelain. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it's very utilitarian. I want comfort.
They used to have the foam, the little foam seats when I was a kid. I don't see those anymore.
Yeah.
And can we make the pipes? Can we redo all the pipes in America? Let's make them bigger, wider. Our diets are different. And, you know, it's like a slot machine. If you're not at home and you don't know what the flushing power is wherever you're at, you know, these pipes, whoever invented, what is it, like the diameter of a nickel? Can we get a bigger pipe system?
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
That's what I'm saying. 50%. Like, what are we doing here?
It is what it is. And I go down to the front desk and say, hey, room 2119, we got a little trouble in the bathroom. And I leave.
Like, I'm watching right now NFL Live on ESPN. Swagoo's up there. You're telling me these pipes that were built in, whenever, 1905, were made for Swagoo?
It's so funny. I'm having the conversation now as Lil Chan just turned 13. And I'm telling him that you have to courtesy flush. It's not one flush per bathroom visit. It's 2 to 3 flushes per bathroom visit.
Keep a running tally.
You got to, you know.
It should really flush automatically, so you don't even have to think about it.
Or does every, like, as you're sitting down, it just exactly. counts every 5
yep.
minutes.
Yep.
No,
that's not very green. That's not very green, though.
I don't like that because, like, we have that here at the station. It has the automatic flusher at the station, similar to like at a stadium or whatever. But I lean forward, reading my phone or whatever, and then
trying to get in a better position. We know why you're leaning forward. You're not reading your phone.
Yeah. But then now all of a sudden, like I'm not done. But now the toilet's spinning. And it'll, like, splash some water. It just, the whole situation's a little uncomfortable. You got to be able to, like, position yourself properly to do the courtesy flush.
Right.
You enjoyed a little splash.
It happens to be kind of delightful. I'm not going to lie. That bidet, brother, let me tell you.
You ever go number two at the radio station, Jimmy?
Yeah, and that happens to me, too.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I'm looking at my phone.
I hate it at the station because then people see you go in. Then you're in there 10 minutes. They know what's going on. That's not a
piece. Jimmy and Solana are there together every day, so they're probably sharing a toilet a lot.
Yeah.
Mm.
That doesn't bother me, actually.
No.
It bothers me.
Keeps the seat warm for me. Thanks, bud.
Hawk, you've walked in on me a couple times. We kind of have a little conversation.
No, I walk right out. That ain't me you're talking to.
Well, that happened once. Remember at the old station? Crowder,
yes.
I was wearing like my black Vans. Crowder walked into the bathroom and he thought it was me. Somebody else happened to have black Vans on. And Crowder... You mother bleeped him. You
He's
said
just giving this
thing.
Poor guy at the radio station holy hell because he thinks it's.
you came back
you
up.
Nasty. You nasty stink bastard. Get your ass back upstairs with your nasty ass.
But then he came upstairs and then he saw me and he's like, how'd you get up here? Weren't you just in the bathroom?
So funny. Check. check the employee roles. That person must have lasted at work one day.
Them sports guys are violent. Goodness gracious. I feel bad though, man.
All right, guys, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. The Marlins play tonight, 6:40 p.m. They got the Washington Nationals. Oh, who doesn't love a little Tuesday, 6:40 p.m. baseball game at Lone Eagle Park?
I'm going to be glued to my television. I can't make it out to the game.
Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy. Looks like some rain is heading through our area. 85 degrees, humid. That is your weather.
All right, we'll give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored. Talk some Dolphins, Jags. Continue to celebrate our Miami Hurricanes.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Will Manso on yesterday, he was talking about the Caneswear party in Gainesville. John Michaels mentions it. It's football season. Canes are feeling good. You're going to get your first Dolphins game on Sunday. But I have warned you all summer long that you got to get some new gear, right? You got Dolphins opening the season Sunday. If you're going to the game, got to have new Dolphins gear. If you're going to watch at a watch party, got to have new gear. And then the Canes, obviously 1-0, and you want to celebrate that Gator beatdown with some new merch from Caneswear. Caneswear in Davie has you covered. You owe it to yourself to look good when you're cheering on the Canes or the Dolphins. They have everything there. They also have Inter-Miami merchandise there. You know, Inter-Miami will be in the playoffs. You can get your Inter-Miami merch at Caneswear. Visit the store in Davie. They're on University Drive right near La Spada's, or you could shop online at caneswear.com. If you've never been to the store, you're not going to believe your eyes just how much Canes and Dolphins and Panthers and Marlins and Inter-Miami gear that they have. But no more messing around. You got to have new gear. Got to be geared up for football season. Head to Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or visit caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. And I want to look at their Twitter because they have a shirt that commemorates Saturday's beatdown. And I want to see exactly what it is before I mention it. Later Gator. They have a new Later Gator shirt. It'll be in the store on Thursday, or you can order it on caneswear.com. Got kind of an upside down staggered gator. It says Later Gator 41-17, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is the final score.
Robert.
The hurricane warning flags are up. You want to get your Later Gator t-shirt, caneswear.com.
See, we're classy. Gators are classy. So I will let y'all know that y'all have something in Coral Gables. Unlike when the Gators were doing well, y'all want to still hate. I understand good football, and y'all are playing great football right now.
Man, that Cam Ward looked so freaking good. That was what a delight. What a pleasure to watch a football game when you have the utmost confidence in your quarterback. And it was like from drive one, you just felt that he was in command.
And the Restrepo throw, the little bang eight, the safety should have been like, I won't get on the Gator. Beautiful throws, well-placed balls. But watching the game, there were throws and decisions that were made that you can see him look down the field because you could tell by their shoulders where he's looking for a big play and he sees it. And he's like, nope, not the decision. He can go through three or four. He can go through three or four progressions. Okay, now safety's already leaning. Okay, let me look at outside. Okay, corner's pressed. Okay, let me go back here. You'll see him work the field. It's very impressive, man. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, credit where credit's due. Cam Ward is special. I know, you know, Solana, never play that montage again, please. But Cam Ward, he's a special player. I've never watched him at Washington State. I've never seen him play football before. He's a special player.
You want to play that now? Yeah.
With Cam Ward, I know you've watched him, and I want to pump the brakes a little bit because I haven't seen him play in this division against this type of teams, SEC teams, ACC teams.
Y'all brought in this great quarterback, and we have to see what happens. Everything's around Cam Ward, this team, Mario Cristobal getting this team going back to that old Canes thing. Well, we've heard that too many times. Y'all are favored in games, but I understand that. But I told you, I'm not betting either way because of the fact that these are two teams that have a bunch of new players trying to figure out what's going on. There is an advantage for me and the Gators playing in Gainesville. 96,000 plus screaming and yelling. Has Cam Ward seen that at Washington State, whatever the hell he was? I'm telling you, Hawk, who is going to walk out there and see this crowd in Gainesville? It's not going to be as easy as you think. This ain't no cakewalk.
23-9 in college football playing against the West Coast garbage-ass team? Listen, I hope Cam Ward becomes Cam Newton. I really do. But you do not know what he is. That could have been against Rice. What if he had 5 touchdowns against Rice? Do those count? But he's transferring, so he wasn't balling wherever the hell he was. Was it Wisconsin or Nebraska or something? Wherever was he at?
I think it was like Washington or
Washington
something.
Washington State.
Washington State, and obviously somebody was playing over him.
But I'm saying it's not going to be as easy as y'all think it is. These are two teams that they don't know who they are, and we're going to figure it out next Saturday.
I go back. I don't remember saying that. That's AI. Y'all see what's going on. Oprah's about to do a special on this artificial intelligence, whatever the hell it's called. That's not me.
That's so great. Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. That's today, by the way. Learn more at lexus.com/offers. What do you think happens? I know Game Day Uncensored will have you started at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Dolphins will kick it off at Hard Rock Stadium 1 p.m. on Sunday. They're slight favorites over the Jaguars. What do you think we see Sunday from the Dolphins?
I think with McDaniel now going in, you know, now he's a seasoned head coach. He's been long. It's not the new guy in Miami. It's the guy you've seen. It's the number one offense in the league. It's the quarterback that's top three in every category. I think it's going to be explosion offensively. And I think he's going to have more wrinkles and it's going to be some easy touchdowns. I think Achan goes crazy. And I love Mostert, but I think Achan goes crazy. But Waddle, Tyreek, Tua, they're going to have some different type things to go on. I don't think it's going to be a low-scoring game because, like you said, Trevor Lawrence is a very good quarterback. He is a very good quarterback, but I do believe the Dolphins win, and I know Jacksonville is close to Miami, but I talk about this. I know y'all are tired of hearing about this damn Denver Broncos game in 05. People come to Miami, and they're on that visitor sideline, and they're sitting in that 110-degree weather, and they run out of juice late. I think the game is close, and I think the Dolphins, I want to say walk away, but you'll tell a difference in the second half because we've been down here.
Are you going to bet? I told you already, I bet Tua over 2.5 rushing yards. That's my play of the week.
I'm locked in at 3.5.
Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites over Jacksonville right now. I'm looking at the Hard Rock Bet app. Didn't you put that in early, Solana?
I think you're right.
Yeah, he did. I did too.
That was 3 months ago, man.
I don't think it was 3.5.
Didn't you, like, was it 3.5? Yeah, though. It was like when the line was first posted. What did you guys get it in at? Do you know?
Hold on. You don't want to see my finish bets.
You don't want to see mine. I actually had an excellent Saturday.
Red.
I had a good Saturday, but last night, that FSU live bet at +2.5.
We hit that North Dakota State versus Colorado bet. I mean, we started the college football season off like kings. And I'm like, this is going to be my year. And here
this
we are.
This is easy.
Here we are 3 days later, 19 reds in a row from one Saturday.
I do think the Dolphins are going to win. I don't know if I can lay 3.5 though.
That hook is running me off 3.5. I think. Hold on, Solan, what'd you get it at?
2.5.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, that's a good line.
Yeah,
coming.
But it was -115.
Right, this is even money +100.
Yeah.
Tua over under passing yards is 266.5. Trevor Lawrence is 251.5.
I'll tell you who scares the hell out of me is Travis Etienne.
So his rushing yards, we looked at this yesterday, 58.5.
And he's also on the receiving yard side, I would guarantee.
It was like 18 or something. I remember looking at 18.5.
When running backs are on both sides, he is a very talented guy, and it's early in the season. They didn't bang him up in the preseason. Travis is about to—he's about to get heavy workload Sunday.
They low-key
receiving yards for the Dolphins: Tyreek 97.5, Jalen Waddle 62.5, Jonnu Smith 24.5, Achane 22.5, Mostert 6.5.
That went up from yesterday, right, Hawk? It was 95.5 for Tyreek yesterday. Yep. I remember we talked about it. I said, that seems like it's an easy bet because it's Tyreek Hill.
I'm the other way on that.
You think it spreads it around more?
You have to. If I'm Jacksonville, I'm not letting Tyreek Hill get 100 yards on me.
Beat me with Jonnu Smith or beat me with
Braxton Berrios and Malik Washington in the slot.
The guy's name who they signed?
DuBose. Yeah, but
DuBose.
It's easy to say that, Crowder, but like everybody was saying that last year.
But Solana, Tyreek, flat out say,
Tyreek had 1,800 yards.
But Solana, this guy's going to have a 100-yard game before the game starts. It's hard for me as a player to say, yeah, this is a 100-yard dude. 97.5, that's a 100-yard dude, flat out. I'm going to give this human being 100 yards no matter what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tyreek Hill, though. I would bet last year he had more games with 100 yards than games he didn't.
That's a hell of a question. And you know what? That's a stat that we could look up. I would say opposite.
He went crazy. Look it up somewhere. Anybody have any idea how you would look that up?
I had this Google.
Ask Oprah. Is there some sort of AI?
Okay. Oprah got an AI thing. Have you seen it?
I did see a preview for that show.
I want to watch it because I'm terrified. It's Skynet. I've watched Predator.
215 yards week one versus the Chargers last year.
Mm-hmm.
215 yards week one.
Okay. I know. That's it. And so that already there's not another 100-yard game in the next couple weeks because that's 200.
Okay. All right. This is going to be fun. 40 yards against New England week two.
Mm-hmm.
157 week three. That's the Broncos game. They won and scored 70 on him. 58 against Buffalo. That's the game they lost week four. 181 versus the Giants. 163 versus the Panthers. 88 versus the Eagles.
So that's 3-3.
4. That's 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's 400-yard games right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add another one. 112 against the New England Patriots. He had 62 against the Chiefs in Frankfurt. But then he had 146 against Las Vegas.
But Germany is on the metric system. So that might actually be over 100 yards.
A Royale with cheese.
Jimmy, check out a conversion chart just to make sure if that's considered a 100-yard game in Germany.
146 against Las Vegas. 102.
What on earth is Jimmy checking? He's actually checking something. What is?
You tell him to look something up. He's going to look it up.
Siri, how many yards is 62?
It's Jimmy not listening again. And then he just heard me look up a conversion chart. And so now he's all of a sudden, Jimmy just signed up for conversion therapy.
Siri, answer my question.
102 against the Jets, 157 against Washington. So
that's like already seven or eight. So
more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 8 100-yard games last season.
5, 6, 7, 8.
So he had more non-100-yard games.
It's close, though.
No, I'm just saying he had more non-100-yard games. Either you were going to be proven right or wrong. You were proven
wrong.
We
didn't know the numbers, Solana, and I am right. He had less 100-yard games than he had 100-yard games.
But I don't think you are right. I think this proves my point, which is the fact that, hey, against New England, week two, he could have had 100 yards and they kept throwing it.
That more games that he played in had less than 100 yards than more than 100 yards.
It proves my point that him getting 100, it does. The whole point of this argument
was that he had more 100-yard games than non-100-yard games.
But the reason we got into that discussion was me arguing that Tyreek, to get 100 yards week one, is not outlandish.
No. I understand that. And I see he has 8 100-yard games. But I'm going to do you a little math lesson. I'll be Lewis Riddick
again.
Well,
hold on. I mean, he had 99 against Dallas. He had 99. No. That's 100 yards.
And let me tell you a secret. 99 is not 100. 99 is 99. So out of 17 games, Solana, minus 8, that equals 9 games under 100.
41-17, Crowder. Subtract that for me, brother.
That means 41-17. I was correct. Do you understand that?
Subtract that for me. 41-17. What is that?
Man, it is so convenient when Solana can just pretend he's a Hurricanes fan. FIU gets blowed out by 24 points. All of a sudden, he's the world's biggest Hurricanes fan.
Mario!
Mighty convenient. Mighty convenient. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Continue our conversation and celebration of the Hurricane victory over the Gators. Solana's Hurricanes.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.